Fashion Notes, 10 Best and Worst Dressed from the 98th Academy Awards. By John Binder on March 16, 2026. This year's red carpet for the 98th Academy Awards was a bit boring, with most actors dressed in the same color palette, black and white, as well as the same four major fashion houses. Here, I break down my best and worst dressed list from the evening. Enjoy. Best Dressed, Rose Byrne in Dior. By far, this year's best dressed was Rose Byrne in this traditional, embroidered gown from Dior by Jonathan Anderson. Lots of actresses chose Dior for the evening, celebrating Anderson's new tenure at the Parisian label, but no one quite pulled it off like Byrne. If timeless were a dress, it'd be this gown. Worst dressed, Pedro Pascal in Chanel. I'm generally sick of seeing this man who has seemingly been astroturfed into our consciousness by the Hollywood press and East Coast media establishment. If he dressed well for the Oscars, I'd given credit where credit was due. But a jacketless suit with a blooming white sea urchin and your freshman year English teacher's glasses deserves its rightful place as the worst look of the night. Best dressed, Elle Fanning in Givenchy. Elle Fanning very rarely gets it wrong on red carpets. And this year's Oscars were no different. In this Givenchy gown by Sarah Burton, formerly of Alexander McQueen, Fanning is a dream. Better yet, she described that the wisteria vines, hand sewn by Burton's team onto the gown, are a nod to the wisteria trellis that graced her childhood home. It's those personal touches that make fashion fashion. Worst dressed, Timothy Chalamet in Givenchy. This guy's whole vibe is getting tired and he's only 30. The stacked rings on each hand, the stash, shrimping boots and baggy pants paired with an otherwise beautiful double-breasted white jacket can't help but read as forced, gauche, and unworthy of an Oscar. It really feels like Chalamet played Bob Dylan in that one movie and now genuinely believes he's Bob Dylan. Best dressed, Tiana Taylor in Chanel. I have my issues with Tiana Taylor's look in general. She, like Jennifer Lopez, is one note when it comes to fashion. It's the same see-through bodice every red carpet it seems. But in this Chanel number, there's something oh so Cher and Bob Mackie about it. Who could ever be opposed to a little bit of Bob Mackie? Worst dressed, Anne Hathaway in Valentino. It's giving 2011 hair, 2004 gown, and 2008 wide patent leather belt. The aughts have made a comeback, yes, but this is everything that should have been left in the Great Recession era. Best dressed, Jessie Buckley in Chanel. This take feels controversial because at first glance, it would seem that a giant red sash was tied across Jessie Buckley's otherwise cute bubblegum pink chiffon dress. But there's something that works here, whether it be the color, the structure of the bodice, or the fact that it is loosely based off a gown by Edith Head that Grace Kelly wore to the 1955 Academy Awards. It's modern yet harkens to the past, not the easiest feeling to evoke in fashion today. Worst dressed, Alicia Silverstone and Christian Siriano. How could you be this clueless to walk out of the house in such a sad, flailing frock? I'm still in shock over the gown's back draping that appears as a sagging diaper in photos. Best dressed, Mia Goth in Dior. We don't see as many delicate, whimsical, or ethereal gowns on the red carpet today like we used to 20 years ago. It's why Mia Goth's custom Dior dress made its way onto my best dressed list. Is it the most memorable, most standout of the evening? Not particularly. But it feels like a lost sense of dressing, to just want to look, well, pretty. Worst dressed, Gwyneth Paltrow in Giorgio Armani. I hadn't put Gwyneth Paltrow on this list at first draft because I'd only seen photos like this first one I have listed. But keep scrolling and you'll soon realize why this otherwise boring silk gown had to round off my worst dressed list. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.